Dear students, welcome you all to Rohana Gurugedara educational program for grade 10 English lesson. From today's lesson, you are going to read and respond to a simple poem. For test number 12, in your O-level paper, you will be given a simple poem with some questions. The objective of this type of a question is to assess the ability to read and understand a poem. For this type of a question, you will be get 5 marks. So today, we are going to read the given poem and find the answers. The lesson will be very important as well as very interesting. Okay, children. Now, look at your activity sheet. I'm going to read the poem. You can read with me. Rainbow. Through the rain clouds or after the rain, at dawn or dusk, and often at noon. The rainbow is enchanting when it unfolds. The colorful bow, it spans the earth and the sky. Violet, indigo, blue and green, together with yellow, orange and red. Always in order, the pattern never changes. Colors from the sun, supreme light of heavens. Glistening on soap bubbles or dewdrops. Peeping through the mirror, sometimes it is seen. Rainbow makes a bridge of colored ribbons for angels to descend from heaven above. It spreads from the sky to the horizon, a colorful vision after the sun has risen. A moment of splendor, it gives us pleasure. The rainbow is a fantastic, is a marvel of nature. Yes, children, let's see the poem again. Do join with me. Rainbow. Through the rain clouds or after the rain. At dawn or dusk and often at noon. The rainbow is enchanting when it unfolds. A colorful bow, it spans the earth and the sky. Violet, indigo, blue and green. Together with yellow, orange and red. Always in order, the pattern never changes. Colors from the sun, supreme light of heavens. Glistening on soap bubbles or dewdrops. Peeping through the mirror, sometimes it is seen. Rainbow makes a bridge of colored ribbons for angels to descend from heaven above. It spreads from the sky to the horizon. A colorful vision after the sun has risen. A moment of splendor, it gives us pleasure. The rainbow so fantastic is a marvel of nature. Okay, students, now let's move to activity 1. There, you are asked to read the poem and underline the correct answer. You are given 4 questions. Let's see the first one. When can't see a rainbow? You are given 3 answers. Answer 1, at dawn. Answer 2, at dusk. Answer 3, at night. Okay, Let's see the answers again. Answer 1. At dawn. Answer 2. At dusk. Answer 3. At night. Yes, children. What do you think about the answer? Yes, according to the poem, it's answer 3. At night. You are correct. The answer is at night. Let's see the second one. What does a rainbow make? What does a rainbow make? Answer 1. A pool. Answer 2. A bridge. Answer 3. A river. Again, let's see the answers. Answer 1. A pool. Answer 2. A bridge. Answer 3. A river. What do you think about the answer? Yes, correct. The answer is a bridge. That is number 2. Number 2 is the answer. Question number 3. Who comes from the heaven? Who comes from the heaven? Answer 1. Angels. Answer 2. Gods. Answer 3. Butterflies. Let's see the answers again. Answer 1. Angels. Answer 2. Gods. Answer 3. Butterflies. Yes, what is your answer? Correct. You are correct, children. The answer is number 1. Angels. Number 1 is the answer, that is angels. Question number 4. From where does the rainbow spread? From where does the rainbow spread? Again, you are given 3 answers. Answer 1. From the sky to the sun. Answer 2. From the sky to the horizon. Answer 3. From the rain to the earth. Again, let's see the answers. Answer 1. From the sky to the sun. Answer 2. From the sky to the horizon. Answer 3. From the rain to the earth. Yes, you are correct. Your answer is correct. That is number 2. From the sky to the horizon. The answer is from the sky to the horizon. You are correct. Okay, children. Let's move to activity 2. Please look at the activity. The question is, read the poem and answer the given questions. You have to read the poem and find the answers for the given questions. Question number 1. What are the colors in the rainbow? There you have to write the colors. Okay, what are the colors mentioned in the poem? Read the poem and see. Yes, correct. The colors are violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. I will say the colors again. You check your answers. Violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. Correct. The answer is correct. Question number 2. Find similar words or close meanings to the followings. You are given 6 words there. You have to find similar words from the poem. You have to read the poem carefully and find the similar words. First one is early morning. Early morning. What is the similar word for early morning in the poem? Yes, it means dawn. D-A-W-N, dawn. Correct, that is the answer. Next one is evening. Evening. Can you find a similar word for evening? Yes, the word is dust. The word is dust. It means evening. Third one is design. Design. Now, will you please find a word? Yes, the word is pattern. The word is pattern. That means design. You are correct. Next one is come down. Come down. Yes, that is descend. The meaning is descend. Descend means come down. You are correct. Next one, the place where the sea and the sky meet together. Go through the poem and find the word. What is the similar word for the given phrase? The place where the sea and the sky meet together. Yes, the word is horizon. The word is horizon. You are correct. Last word is wander. The last one is wander. So, what is the similar word in the poem for the word wander? Can you find out the word? Yes, you are correct. The word is marvel. Marvel means wonder. So, the correct word is marvel. M-A-R-V-E-L. Marvel. I hope you have finished answering the questions. Next one, question number 2. Write the lines that convey these ideas. Okay, students, what is the first line? The colors in the rainbow are arranged in an order. The colors in the rainbow are arranged in an order. There you have to find the line from the poem which convey or which gives these ideas. Okay, so go through the poem again and see whether you can find out the correct line. Yes, what is the line? Yes, the line means always in order. The pattern never changes. That is the correct line. I will say it again. Always in order, the pattern never changes. That is the relevant line in the poem. Okay, let's move to the second one. Seeing the rainbow makes us happy. Seeing the rainbow makes us happy. What do you mean by that? Yes, it means when we look at the rainbow, we feel happy. So, what is the relevant line in the poem? What is the relevant line in the poem? Yes, students. A moment of splendor. It gives us pleasure. A moment of splendor, it gives us pleasure. That is the relevant line. That is the relevant line. Okay, good. You have done it nicely. Dear students, now we have come to the end of today's lesson. I presented this lesson for Ruhuno Gurugedra Educational Program. hope you all have enjoyed it. I'm Nuanmini, teacher of English at Yatiyana Mahavidyalaya. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.